Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play some audio and I'm going to play some video for those that are on social media platforms, because this is something that every American needs to see. The 60 Minutes vaccine fallout from 1976. 1976. How has it stopped? Well, I'll let you kind of figure that out as things roll out once we begin. And, folks, this is one of those things or one of those pieces that will put your mind at ease concerning what you're seeing today. It will help solidify the fact that this is a perpetuated fraud taking place today. Listen during the break, friends. I mean, what was it? Just them constantly driving the pandemic on the American people. And now look at people are beginning to rejoice because they've gotten their freedoms back from their bosses, their masters, their tyrants. They're dictators. They're demigods. Well, folks, guess what again? My rights didn't come from them, and my need don't bow to them. They work for me. I don't work for them. Again, read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. And, by the way, if you go back to the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, you will see as to how it puts into perspective as to how government works in this country. And going back to the U.S. Constitution and the preamble, how does it start out? Does it start out with they, the government, or we, the people, who are the government? Just cross checking, just making sure everybody's up to par as to what's going on in their own country. I wanted to let you know, if you want to go over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, I would invite you to do so. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you're going to find 10 to 15 articles over there every day. And when you begin to take a look at what's going on, you're going to notice right away that we have contributors from across the United States of America that are actually in the war. They're in the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. They're not hearers of the word only, deceiving themselves. Nope, they're doers of the word, and that's exactly what you're going to get from our contributors over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, when you go to the right side of the page, you can go ahead and notice the social media platforms. You can watch us live at any given time. When you click on to those, friends, it will bring you over to Top Chat. You can go ahead and join us on Top Chat at any given time when you are over there. Also, when you get a moment, friends, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front page over there, as you see on social media platforms on beforeitsnews.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you can book us up, friends. We are about 3 months out right now, and it's getting to the point where we're going to have to just say, you know what? We're a little busy here. We're getting a little spent here, Luke 19:10, and the fact of the matter is we need some help out there, so we're more than willing to come out and be a part of your community, but don't drop the ball when we leave. Cool? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm going to tee this portion up, friends, to that of 60 Minutes when they did an expose on the swine flu pandemic vaccine fallout back in 1976. That's what we're going to be showing, and that's what we're going to be playing in just a couple of minutes. Before we get over to that, isn't it interesting again? Bradley, you reiterate this all the time. Yes, I do, because it's the information that's being omitted. It's the information that's being censored from the American people, and it should concern every single one of you as to when I bring it forth and put it before your eyes and before your ears as to why the mainstream media is not sharing this information. By the way, that's why we are the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks, because people come here because they know that they're going to get the answers they're looking for, and it's not going to be sugar-coated garbage. Okay? We tell the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And if you put that up against what, something that Matt Agarist, he's a contributor over at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, brought forth yesterday, Congressman exposes billion-dollar vaccine company ties to Facebook's fact-checkers. Folks, you have fascism to the extreme in this country, and they must be lawfully dealt with. We're not ruled by money in this country, though the Bible does say money answereth all matters, yes, but we're ruled by law under God, and the fact of the matter is that includes them, no matter how wealthy they are. And that's a warning to those that want to go ahead and take to themselves that they are above the laws of the land. No, they are not. They're going to bow the knee just like everybody else is. They're going to answer to God, Revelation 1 or 21, verse 8, just like everybody else is. And these people need to understand that no man is able to save their soul alive. So anyways, we the people need to put them in check. And in fact, friends, maybe even put them in jail, at least for their crimes against we the people. That's why we bring forth the information, because we see the corporate fascism, we see the big tech companies censoring, we see the mainstream media lying to you 24/7, 365 days a year, and I'm sick and tired of it, and I don't like being lied to, and I don't like you being lied to neither. So that's why we have this platform, and we thank God for it. Now with that, friends, what I want to do is I want to show you some more information that you did not receive. This is on healthimpactnews.com. HealthImpactNews.com, 59-year-old Israeli fashion icon is dead. Elbur Elbaz, dead following his experimental COVID shot. Did you hear about that? We could get off on this again, couldn't we? Oh, we could. There's no doubt about it. I bet you didn't hear about that, though. No, of course not. Famous people dying from the vaccination. I don't know if people realize this or not, but Larry King died a couple days after taking his experimental vaccination. Did you know that? Nope, I didn't figure you did. And I could go on with the list of famous people that have died from these vaccinations, okay? And if you put that up against Leviticus 17:11, you'll understand what's going on here. The Bible says that the life is in the blood. Leviticus 19:19 tells us that we're not to mix, regardless of what it may be. And it's interesting that Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, wants to get into your bloodstream where the life is. Why? Because he wants to take away the life. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Oh, here's another one. Got to show you another one. This is another one that the mainstream media did not show you. Cybersecurity expert Dan Kaminsky, dead at 42 after boasting about getting a COVID shot. How's that working out for you, Danny? Now, I don't mean to make light of it, friends, but these people need to understand that you take heed when you stand, lest you fall. The fact of the matter is they stand up in their pride, acting like they got something going on, and they're the leaders of the pack, only to find out that they're the first ones to step into hell, right, because of their foolishness. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. Read Romans 6:23 as well, the end of sin is death. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Listen, this is what I want to bring us over to. And I got to tell you, friends, I thank God for all the people that send me information that's relative to the times. The Bible is clear when it talks about the sons of Issachar knowing the times. And it's important that we understand our times and make it applicable, because the Word of God is applicable to every given scenario and issue that we may have in life. And it brings about the resolve. Friends, it doesn't just show us what the problem is, Romans 3:20. It gives us the answers, Ephesians 2:8. Okay? But this is one of those that's important, because, you know, so many times I've taken the time to go back in time and show people that we have to learn from history, right? And the problem is that history repeats itself because most people don't learn from history. When this pandemic first came out, I brought up the fact, after being on Alan Key's show, that in the 1960s we had Vietnam, right? We had the energy crisis in the 1970s. Also, a flu pandemic in the 1970s, for those that did not know. And again, there's much more that I could add to the mountain of crises and conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, that are thrown on the American people. And if we just look back just a little bit, we can see, friends, in fact, it is a conspiracy. And it's a conspiracy that they mean to implement decade after decade in hopes of that the American people will forget about the last one that they tried to pull over on them. And if the American people would just wake up to the simplicity of how to deal with the issue, when you deal with corrupt politicians and you deal with corrupt organizations such as the CDC and the WHO, and you deal with the tyrants that think they're above the law, like the Bill Gateses of the world and his little henchmen like Anthony Fauci, I'll tell you what, you don't have to worry about it in the next 10 years. And if you do, at least you sent the message that you're not to be played with in teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6. Okay, and departing from iniquity. And if they want to go ahead and test their tinfoil, they can go ahead and do it again, because 330 million people in this country are not going to put up with it. But this is what begs the question. Why, back in 1976, why was it that this whole plandemic back in 1976 came to a screeching halt? I want you to watch this. I want you to listen to this. And hopefully you're going to come up with a conclusion as we roll out. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is Mike Wallace in 60 Minutes. It's a vaccine fallout of 1976. Check this out.
The flu season is upon us. Which type will we worry about this year? And what kind of shots will we be told to take? Remember the swine flu scare of 1976? That was the year the U.S. government told us all that swine flu could turn out to be a killer that could spread across the nation. And Washington decided that every man, woman, and child in the nation should get a shot to prevent a nationwide outbreak, a pandemic. Well, 46 million of us obediently took the shot. And now 4,000 Americans are claiming damages from Uncle Sam amounting to $3.5 billion because of what happened when they took that shot. By far the greatest number of the claims, two-thirds of them, are for neurological damage or even death, allegedly triggered by the flu shot. We picked up the story back in 1976 when the threat posed by the swine flu virus seemed very real indeed.
This virus was the cause of a pandemic in 1918 and 1919 that resulted in over 500,000 deaths in the United States, as well as 20 million deaths around the world.
See how easy it is to...
Thus, the U.S. government's publicity machine was cranked into action to urge all America to protect itself against the swine flu menace.
Influenza is serious business. During major flu epidemics, millions of people are sick and thousands die. Well, this year you can get protection. The vaccines are safe, easy to take, and they can protect you against flu. So roll up your sleeve. Protect yourself.
One of those who did roll up her sleeve was Judy Roberts. She was
Sound familiar,
healthy,
friends?
An active woman when in November of 1976 she took her shot. 2 weeks later, she says, she began to feel a numbness starting up her legs.
I joked about it that time. I said, I'll be numb to the knees by Friday if this keeps up. By the following week, I was totally paralyzed.
Wow.
So completely paralyzed, in fact, that they had to operate on her to enable her to breathe. And for 6 months, Judy Roberts was a quadriplegic. The diagnosis? A neurological disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS for short. These neurological diseases are little understood. They affect people in different ways. As you can see in these home movies taken by a friend, Judy Roberts' paralysis confined her mostly to a wheelchair for over a year. But this disease can even kill. Indeed, there are 300 claims now pending from the families of GBS victims who died, allegedly as a result of the swine flu shot. In other GBS victims, the crippling effects diminish and all but disappear. But for Judy Roberts, progress back to good health has been painful and partial.
Now, I notice that your smile, Judy, is a little bit constricted.
Yes, it is.
Is it different from what it used to be?
Very different. I have a greatly decreased mobility in my lips.
Bell palsy,
and just
like today.
I can't drink through a straw on the right-hand side.
I can't
blow out birthday candles. I don't whistle anymore, for which my husband is grateful.
It may be a little difficult for you to answer this question, but have you recovered as much as you are going to recover?
Yes, this is it.
So you will now have a legacy of braces on your legs for the rest of your life?
Yes, the weakness in my hands will stay and the leg braces will stay.
So Judy Roberts and her husband have filed a claim against the U.S. government. They're asking $12 million, though they don't expect to get nearly that much.
1976.
Why did you take the flu shot?
I'd never taken any other flu shots, but I felt like this was going to be a major epidemic, and the only way to prevent a major epidemic of a really deadly variety of flu was for everybody to be immunized.
Where did this so-called deadly variety of flu, where did it first hit back in 1976? It began right here at Fort Dix in New Jersey in January of that year when a number of recruits began to complain of respiratory ailments, something like the common cold. An Army doctor here sent samples of their throat cultures to the New Jersey Public Health Lab to find out just what kind of bug was going around here. One of those samples was from a Private David Lewis who had left his sickbed to go on a forced march. Private Lewis had collapsed on that march, and his sergeant had revived him by mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But the sergeant showed no signs of illness.
Gosh.
A few days later, Private Lewis died.
if this disease is so potentially fatal that it's going to kill a young, healthy man, a middle-aged school teacher doesn't have a prayer.
The New Jersey lab identified most of those soldiers' throat cultures as the normal kind of flu virus going around that year, but they could not make out what kind of virus was in the culture from the dead soldier and from four others who were sick. So they sent those cultures to the Federal Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, for further study. A few days later, they got the swine flu.
Oh.
But that much-publicized outbreak of swine flu at Fort Dix involved only Private Lewis, who died, and those four other soldiers who recovered completely without the swine flu shot.
If I had known at that time that the boy had been in a sick bed, got up, went out on a forced march, and then collapsed and died, I would never have taken a shot.
The rationale for our recommendation was not on the basis of the death of a single individual, but it was on the basis that when we do see a change in the characteristics of the influenza virus, it is a massive public health problem in this country.
Dr. David Sensor, then head of the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, is now in private industry. He devised the swine flu program, and he pushed it.
You began to give flu shots to the American people in October of 76.
October 1st.
By that time, how many cases of swine flu around the world had been reported?
There had been several reported, but none confirmed.
Same thing you're hearing today, friends, from the CDC.
Australia that were reported by the press, by the news media. There were cases in...
None confirmed.
Go ahead and let's pause that. Let's go ahead and pause that really quick. This is the CDC being confronted by Mike Wallace back in 1976 concerning the expose on the swine flu pandemic. You must understand that when Gerald Ford, the president, the corrupt president during the 70s there, was talking about what took place in 1918, he was talking about the Spanish flu. Also keep in mind the numbers that he was talking about concerning the people that died, they didn't die from what they called a pandemic. They died from taking their vaccination. That was one of the truths that Gerald Ford failed to tell the people during the 1970s. Also keep in mind, this family, this husband and this wife that took the shot, now she's paralyzed back in 1976, she went after the government because she could go after the government, okay? And you still can. They just want to give the impression, false pretenses, of course, it's not backed by law, it's backed by what they say in their propaganda outlets, that they are impervious to lawsuits. But if you go to 1986, right, which is 10 years after this vaccine fallout, do consider the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act came into play to shield vaccine companies from responsibility the way it did back in 1976. So they have been paying attention as to how to safe vouch themselves concerning the fallout from this plandemic, and a plandemic it is. Friends, we're going to come back, and Mike Wallace confronts the CDC, and he really does. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Joe Biden is celebrating his 100th day in office by making his first stop on the Get America Back on Track tour in Georgia, Republican Senator from Florida, Rick Scott, was not happy with what he heard last night in the president's first address to Congress.
Joe Biden gives a nice talk about unity, but he doesn't mean it. Look at, he's just kowtowing to the radical left. He didn't talk about how he's going to secure the border, open the schools, make sure our businesses are doing well. He didn't talk about why he wants to pack the Supreme Court or why, D.C. statehood.
Parts of the country are assessing the damage after severe flooding and tornadoes left a trail of destruction on Wednesday. Parts of Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas saw torrential downpours that led to flooding. Twisters also causing damage in Oklahoma, but luckily there were no reports of injuries. USA Radio News. President Joe Biden, during his speech to Congress on Wednesday, called for a ban on high-capacity magazines that hold up to 100 rounds. The president also called for a ban on so-called assault weapons, universal background checks for firearm purchases, and regulations on do-it-yourself guns made from part kits. The third man of the moon landing has passed away.
Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins has died. Collins was part of the three-man crew who traveled to the moon in 1969, piloting the command module Columbia in the moon's orbit, while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the surface. An Air Force pilot, Collins joined NASA in 1963 and first went into space on the Gemini 10 mission in 1966. Apollo 11 was his last space flight. He later worked with the Smithsonian Institution and went on to become the director of the National Air and Space Museum. Michael Collins was 90. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We just got a couple more minutes of this, but friends, I'm proposing the question to all of my listeners today. Why was the pandemic of 1976, this vaccine fallout, why was it stopped? Okay? This isn't science. This isn't a scientific question. It's common sense. Why was it stopped in its tracks? I want to go back to the first segment, and I want to remind you that Gerald Ford did the exact same thing that Donald Trump did, the same exact thing that Joe Biden is doing today, exact same thing, working on the behalf of special interest groups, selling you a pandemic, friends, that is untrue, driving vaccinations that are dangerous. One of the things that he had brought up, the president in 1970, friends, and I'm talking about Gerald Ford in particular, in the 70s in particular, he's talking about what took place in 1918, and that's what he used to attempt to reinforce this new pandemic. He brought up the Spanish flu in 1918 and 19. He failed to tell you that the only people that died from the alleged pandemic, friends, were those that were taking the vaccinations. Not from the pandemic that they were selling to you. This is the history of tyrants, friends. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Going fast forward concerning the last segment, it's also interesting to note, friends, that during this Mike Wallace interview, 60 Minutes expose concerning the swine flu pandemic we were sold back in the 70s, friends, 1976, namely. It's interesting to note that we're hearing this woman and her husband, she's now a paraplegic, by the way, and this is in 1976. She can no longer walk. She's got leg braces for the rest of her life. She almost died. They had to give her a tracheotomy just so she could breathe from these vaccinations that are just outweighing all the dangers. The benefits outweigh, and you're hearing the same exact talking points, friends. The only thing the devil can do different is get different minions to go ahead and try what he can't change. People want to dare the justice of God only to find out that they failed too. This has been going on for 6,000 years. No one's going to get one over on the Lord, friends. These all serve the same, their same father, and it's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They serve the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and you're seeing it again. This couple, this paraplegic and her husband, sued the government for $12 million. They were already assured that they're probably not going to get that much money from them. But notice that back in 1976, they could go after them. Well, let's go ahead and check out the new version, actually up until the 1986 era. It's interesting to note, they thought it through. They thought, well, if we have to bring up a pandemic again, and we want to scare the people into taking our vaccinations, well, we have to shield ourselves from the fallout that may take place after they take our dangerous vaccines. They don't want to tell you that, right? Well, what did they come up with? They came up with the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. This is under Let's Make America Great Again, Ronald Reagan. That was his slogan. Okay, and again, you can see there's nothing new under the sun. Ecclesiastes 1:9, nothing. Same phrases. What was the phrase back in 1976? Roll up your sleeve. What are they selling to you today? Roll up your sleeve. What do they got control of today that they didn't have control of back in 1976, friends? The media. The media. There's a little hint for you right now concerning the answer that I'm waiting for concerning the question that I proposed to you. I'm going to keep playing this out, but if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. This is Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes Exposé on the swine flu pandemic, vaccine fallout in 1976. Check this out.
The other outbreaks of swine flu. Anywhere in the world?
No.
Now, nearly everyone was to receive the shot in a public health facility where a doctor might not be present. Therefore, it was up to the CDC to come up with some kind of official consent form, giving the public all the information it needed about the swine flu shot. This form stated that the swine flu vaccine had been tested. What it didn't say was that after those tests were completed, the scientists developed another vaccine.
Yep.
And that was the one given to most of the 46 million who took the shot. That vaccine was called X-53A.
Was X-53A ever field tested?
I can't say.
This is the head of the CDC.
I don't know.
He's lying. Look at how nervous this guy is.
You're in charge of the program.
I would have to check the records. I haven't looked at this in some time.
The head of the CDC, not knowing if they're safe or not.
He's also supposed to warn people about any risks of serious complications following the shot. But did it?
No, I had never heard of any reactions other than a sore arm, fever, this sort of thing.
Judy Roberts' husband, Gene, also took the shot.
Yes, I looked at that document. I signed it. Nothing on there said I was going to have a heart attack or get the ombre, which I never heard of.
What if people from the government, from the Center for Disease Control, what if they had indeed known about it? What would be your feeling?
They should have told us.
Did anyone ever come to you and say, you know something, fellas? There's the possibility of neurological damage if you get into a mass...
This is the head of the CDC.
No.
No one ever did.
No.
Do you know Michael Hatwick?
He's lying.
Dr. Michael Hatwick directed the surveillance team for the swine flu program at the CDC. His job was to find out what possible complications could arise from taking the shot and to report his findings to those in charge.
Did you know ahead of time, Dr. Hatwick, that there had been case reports of neurological disorders, neurological illness, apparently associated with the injection of influenza vaccine?
Absolutely.
You did?
Yes.
How'd you know that?
By review of the literature.
So you told your superiors, the men in charge of the swine flu immunization program, about the possibility of neurological disorders?
Absolutely.
What would you say if I told you that your superiors say that you never told them about the possibility of neurological complications?
That's nonsense. I can't believe that they would say that they did not know that there were neurological illnesses associated with influenza vaccination. That simply is not true. We did know that.
I've said that Dr. Hatwick has never told me of his feelings on this subject.
And he's lying.
I guess you would have to make that assumption.
Then why does this report from your own agency, dated July 1976, list neurological complications as a possibility?
Yep.
I think the
he's busting.
Consensus of the scientific community was that the evidence relating neurologic disorders to influenza immunization was such that they did not feel that this association was a real one.
You didn't feel it was necessary to tell the American people that information?
I think that over the years we have tried to inform the American people as fully as possible.
As part of informing Americans about the swine flu threat, Dr. Sensor's CDC also helped create the advertising to get the public to take the shot.
Yeah.
Let me read to you from one of your own agencies.
Attaboy, Mike.
Memos planning the campaign
Good
to
job.
Urge Americans to take the shot. The swine flu vaccine has been taken by many important persons, he wrote. Example, President Ford, Henry Kissinger, Elton John, Muhammad Ali,
yep.
Mary Tyler Moore, Rudolf Nureyev, Walter Cronkite, Ralph Nader, Edward Kennedy, etc., etc. True?
I'm not familiar with that particular piece of paper, but I do know that at least of that group, President Ford did take the vaccination.
Did you talk to these people beforehand to find out if they planned to take the shot?
I did not know.
Did anybody?
I do not know.
Did you get permission to use their names in your campaign?
I do not know.
He's lying. He's a liar, friends.
Mary, did you take a swine flu shot?
No, I did
Mary
not.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Did you give them permission to use your name saying that you had or were going to?
Absolutely not. Never did.
Did you ask your own doctor about taking the swine flu shot?
Yes, and at the time he thought it might be a good idea. But I resisted it because I was leery of having the symptoms that sometimes go with that kind of inoculation.
So you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Have you spoken to your doctor since?
Yes.
And?
He's delighted that I didn't take that shot.
Yep.
You're in charge. Somebody's in charge. This is your advertising strategy
this
that I have a copy
is a reporter,
of
friends,
signed by
doing his job.
This one is unsigned.
He is caught red-handed, this joker is.
Baby, so to speak.
It could have been from the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. It could be from CDC. I don't know.
It's been corrupt for years.
To take, responsibility for it.
It's been 3 years now since
almost
you've
done
with GDS. Right?
Right.
Has the federal government, in your estimation, played fair with you about your claim?
No, I don't think so. It seems to be dragging on and on
yep.
and on. And really, no end in sight that I can see at this point.
With respect to the cases of Guillain-Barré,
former
Secretary of HEW Joseph Califano, too, was disturbed that there was no end in sight. So a year and a half ago, he promised that Uncle Sam would cut the bureaucratic red tape for victims suffering from GDS and would pay up quickly.
We shouldn't hold them to an impossible or too difficult standard of proving that they were hurt. Even if we pay a few people a few thousand dollars that might not have deserved it, I think justice requires that we promptly pay those people who do deserve it.
Well, who's making the decision to be so hard-nosed about settling?
Well, I assume the Justice Department is.
Justice Department defending the CDC.
Well, the Justice Department agreed to the statement I made. It was cleared word for word with the lawyers in the Justice Department by my HEW lawyers.
And that statement said, in effect,
that statement said that we should pay Guillain-Barré claims without regard to whether the federal government was negligent if they resulted from the swine flu shot.
I think the government knows it's wrong.
If it drags out long enough, that people will just give up. Let it go.
I am a little more adamant in my thoughts than my wife is, because I told Judy to take the shot. She wasn't going to take it, and she never had shots. And I'm mad with my government because they knew the facts, but they didn't release those facts because if they had released them, the people wouldn't have taken it.
Yep.
And they can come out tomorrow and tell me there's going to be an epidemic, and they can drop off like flies to next to me.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, everyone. This is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. At the very end, that was at the very end, the husband of the wife that suffered from the adverse side effects from the vaccination said the government can go ahead and tell me whatever they want concerning another pandemic. He said, I will not be taking a vaccination. This is in 1976. Does anybody know why this was brought to a halt? 1-866-582-9933. If you have any questions or comments concerning what you just heard or what you just seen, now's the time to call. 1-866-582-9933. Final segment. I can tell you why. Because you had Mike Wallace that was actually doing his job as a reporter, holding people responsible, asking real questions, not softballs or scripted questions, but asking real questions to those that are responsible for what was taking place in 1976. So what was the answer? Well, you had real journalists doing their job, right? You didn't see Mike Wallace pull punches. You didn't see him set up the questions for him. You didn't see him defend him in his crimes the way that you see these useful idiots in the mainstream media today setting up the likes for such. Well, just an example, Joe Biden, all scripted questions, all softballs. Or Bill Gates, all scripted questions, all softballs. Bill's paying for everything. So they better do their job. Well, guess what? Back then, that wasn't the case. So what stopped this pandemic in its tracks? Real questions. Holding them accountable for their crimes against the people. What did you have? So when you listen to this and you listen to the duration of it, especially the second part of this report on 60 Minutes back in 1976 concerning this expose on swine flu pandemic, it was interesting to note, friends, that he was asking the head of the CDC questions. The head of the CDC was attempting to stonewall, and the way that he did that, he just kept saying, I don't know. I'm not sure. Is that my signature? I've never seen that piece of paper before. Folks, even highlighting the fact, Mike took the time to go to some of the people that were on the list of those that they were selling as to, well, you need to follow your favorite stars because they got their vaccinations, only to find out they never gave them permission to use their names, nor were they vaccinated. You don't know how you know who they are today, friends? Because they're falling over dead, right? Those that really got the experimental vaccination, they're falling over dead, okay? Oh, my goodness, friends. This was 1976. And what they did is they kept giving it test runs. The corrupt and the CDC. The corrupt in the medical field. The corrupt in politics. All the way up to the President of the United States of America. They kept giving them trial runs. To the point where they had to safe vouch themselves through this National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Shielding vaccine companies from responsibility if someone actually partakes with one of their adverse side effects, which is more than it is not today. Blatantly lying. The President of the United States of America, speaking of Gerald Ford, blatantly lying, bringing bogus statistics from 1918 and saying, look at all the people that died. Yes, they died from your vaccinations, Jerry. And you know they died from your vaccinations. You told them that they died from this pandemic that you created out of thin air, just the same way that they're doing today. But today, they have control on media where they're censoring the likes of a Mike Wallace. They're censoring the voice of the people that have been, well, that have fallen or succumbed to one of the side effects of these vaccinations, experimental vaccinations. I mean, it's absolutely astounding to me. And the way the head of the CDC back in 1976 just bold-faced lied to Mike Wallace on camera. He looked a little nervous for the service, friends. There's no truth in these people whatsoever. And those that were telling the truth concerning this report by Mike Wallace back in 1976, isn't it interesting? The people that were telling the people the truth, the head of the CDC, called him a liar in so many words. He called him a liar for telling the people the truth. But not today. Hey, folks, isn't it interesting, too? The CDC back in 1976 was being protected by who? The Department of Justice. Let's just call it for what it is. The Department of Injustice protecting those conspirators that were pushing a plandemic. How come these people, the head of the CDC, how come Bill Gates, how come all of these criminals, these political criminals that we've seen, both in and out of Washington, D.C., state governments, and even talking about Western medicine and the medical industry and all the corrupt, and we know they're corrupt, why haven't they been prosecuted? It's not an issue, friends. It's not an issue of justice here. It's not the Department of Justice. It's the Department of Injustice. And as I've said so many times in the past, and I'll bring it to your memory today. We've been led to believe, growing up in America, that these people know better than we do. They have all of these accolades. They've got all of these accreditations because they went to this school and they worked with so-and-so. Man, if anybody knows anything, these are the people that know it, and they just happen to work in the CDC. But let me ask you something. With all of those accolades, with all those accreditations, what good are they if they don't know how to tell you the truth? Because, friends, they don't know how to tell you the truth. This is about them selling the American people down, little by little, by little by little. In America, when we go back and I show you plandemic after plandemic, crisis after crisis from the 1960s to the present, who is continuously selling you crisis and plandemic and crisis and plandemic and crisis and plandemic? The government. And an agency that they may just be working for. When are the American people going to wake up to what's going on here? This should put to rest any questions that you may have concerning what's going on here. This was stopped in its foot tracks. Right, folks, right out the get-go. Why? Because we had people that were really holding these people accountable. That's a thing of the past. And all of you people that have in your hearts to deal with the people that are corrupt, that are doing what they're doing today, the way that they did it in 1976, the way that folks in every decade, it's one thing after another. We need watchdogs. We need people to hold these people accountable. And folks, because we need to remind our government and these agencies that they are not above the law. We as I was saying earlier, have been taught by these agencies, the Department of Justice, the President of the United States, senators, congressmen, representatives, judges, whatever the case might be, agencies like the FBI, like the CIA, going to the medical industry, going to the WHO, and looking at an Anthony Fauci. What have we been led to believe? Well, we've been led to believe by the same people that have been lying to us for decades in this country that they're telling us the truth somehow or another. But again, if you go back to the average Joe and ask him the question, do you believe the media? Do you believe these people? Absolutely not. But yet when you walk outside, guess what? You still see some of these useful idiots wearing a mask, lining up to get their vaccination. Now, I haven't seen anybody line up to get a vaccination, but I have seen a couple people at a local store where they were going to get their vaccination, so I don't want to exaggerate that, okay? And I don't want to deny what I actually seen either. I'm not going to be impartial when it comes to telling you the facts of the matter. If my eyes have seen it and I've partaken with it, I'll tell you so, but I have not seen it. And I praise God for my, I just want to say thank you to all my friends at work in the medical industry that have kept us abreast as to what's going on. I want to say thank you to all those people that have the courage to stand up and do what Mike Wallace did back in the 60s in the present day in dealing and exposing the corruption, friends, because it stinks to high heaven. Okay? You want to make America great again? Then hold corruption responsible for their crimes against the law. If obeyed, that keeps us free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Okay? That's what it comes down to. We want to make America great again. Americans, we're going to have to do it. Because we see this playing out again. We see this rolling out again today. Now they're aiming for our children. Fact of the matter is we need to deal with corruption and lay the axe to the root of the tree the way that John the Baptist did. And not worry about what the branches have to offer us anymore. We know what we're dealing with. We know who the bad guys are, and the American people need to stand up and deal with them accordingly. Folks, I want to let you know really quick, too, in closing here. These things that I show you during the break, for example, if I'm showing you dog tags or if I'm showing you, you know, a coffee cup with resistance to tyrannies, obedience to God and Romans 12:21 on it, or T-shirts or whatever the case might be, you need to understand those are things that have been requested by you. We're not making the house of the Lord a den of thieves here, but we are making and creating talking points to stir up conversations. And regardless if it's a coffee cup or if it's a dog tag or if it's a T-shirt, whatever the case might be, we're responding to your request. I want to make sure that you understand that we're not trying to make it a store here. We're just trying to show you what we have to offer. Because we practice what we preach, and so should you. Talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.